See what I have become, the face said. Mere shadow and vapor. I have form only when I can share another's body, but there have always been those willing to let me into their hearts and minds. Unicorn blood has strengthened me these past weeks. You saw faithful Quirrell drinking it for me in the forest, and once I have the elixir of life, I will be able to create a body of my own. Now, why don't you give me that stone in your pocket?
So he knew. The feeling suddenly surged back into Harry's legs. He stumbled backward.
Don't be a fool, snarled the face. Better save your own life and join me, or you'll meet the same end as your parents. They died begging me for mercy.
Liar! Harry shouted suddenly. Quirrell was walking backward at him so that Voldemort could still see him. The evil face was now smiling.
How touching, it hissed. I always value bravery. Yes, boy, your parents were brave. I killed your father first, and he put up a courageous fight. But your mother needn't have died. She was trying to protect you. Now, give me the stone, unless you want her to have died in vain.
Never,